Another argument. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ, and he knows all things full well. Allah the Exalted says those people who consider some holy person to be the Son of God believe that Allah the Exalted is the knower of all things. Such perfect knowledge and such all-encompassing understanding requires that such an operative be a creator with will, because it is only discernment and knowledge that distinguishes between natural actions and acts of creation. Natural actions lack discernment and will. Collecting all these arguments in one place, the Quran says,
بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبَةٌ وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
The originator of the heavens and the earth, how can he have a son when he has no consort, and when he has created everything and has knowledge of all things? Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 102. And at another place the Noble Quran says,
قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيِّ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ بِهَذَا أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
They say Allah has taken unto himself a son. Holy is he is self-sufficient. To him belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth. You have no authority for this. Do you say against Allah what you know not? Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 69. Here Allah the Exalted refutes the Messiah, peace be upon him, and any other holy person apart from him, being his son in the following manner. Allah the Exalted is self-sufficient and free of all needs, and for someone to be his son negates Allah the Exalted being self-sufficient and totally unconcerned with any need. This is because Allah the Exalted would have a son only when that holy being would become incapable himself of doing some task. For example, due to his being just, he cannot bestow salvation upon anyone. Therefore, he developed the need, as the Christians believe, that he should have a son who could enable salvation to be granted. Or, he had a son because he developed the need to satisfy his sensual desires, or he had a son for the reason that he developed the need to find an heir. And it is absolutely clear that the son is the equal of the father in what is essential, but because the son is in need of the father to be the son, so if the Messiah, peace be upon him, had been the Son of God Almighty, God forbid, then he would have been the equal of God in his self-sufficiency and total lack of any need, but being the Son, he cannot be considered as being free from needs. Then, the being of the Exalted Maker is not composite, because one who is composite is in need of the one who puts it together, and since he is not made up of various parts, how did the Son separate from him? Then again, being a Son calls for separation, whereas being an eternal Son is opposed to separation.